This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Major news stories on the national scene are finding their way across college campuses today. On this edition of the Ball State Update, we'll see what the school's president, Jeff Mearns, says about them and how they could be affecting the Muncie campus. President Mearns, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good to have you here. First, with the announcement of the updated COVID-19 vaccine produced by Pfizer and Moderna being given emergency authority by the Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday, what are Ball State's plans to distribute the vaccine, if any?
Prior to the announcement, we were planning to continue to administer the pre-existing vaccine that we had. We're now going to see very promptly whether we can get access to that new, I guess it's an Omicron-specific vaccine. We're going to see if we can get access to supplies of that vaccine from the Delaware County Health Department. Another wrinkle that I've also heard about is that at some point the federal government may begin to phase out covering all the costs associated with the vaccinations. I don't know if that's going to happen or when, but that may also complicate or impact our ability to administer the new vaccine, but we'll do so if we can.
In another health-related issue, the state's new abortion law is set to go into effect soon unless a proposed lawsuit slows down its implementation or stops it. What, if anything, does Ball State do for its students who want an abortion, and how will the new law affect the university?
Yeah, all of the medical services that we provide on our campus to our students in our health center, all of those services are delivered by employees of IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital. They do that pursuant to a contract that we have with IU Health Ball Memorial. Really, the question for us is, what kind of information or guidance are we permitted under the new law to give to students about their options? I believe, this is where it's dangerous. I was a lawyer, I believe that the new law doesn't prohibit us or anyone else from providing that kind of information, but we're consulting with legal counsel to get clear guidance. You know, there is uncertainty about the implications of the new law, and we want to be sure that our staff and our students understand what the new law means for us and means for them.
And now the subject of student loans. The recent announcement by the Biden administration regarding the cancellation of some student loan debt has been good news to many, especially to those who have Pell Grants. How does this news impact Ball State?
The new action by the Biden administration doesn't affect us directly because the federal government is the lender and the federal government will absorb the cost or the impact of forgiving these loans. The part that's interesting, though, as I've heard on broadcasts on IPR and other stations, that this debt forgiveness doesn't really solve the underlying problem, which is institutions continuing to increase tuition. And if I can give a little context, not on a national level, but here at Ball State, with respect to tuition rate increases over the last 10 years, we've only been increasing tuition at about 1.5, maybe 2% a year. The total amount of our tuition increase in the last 10 years has been about 15%. Over that same time frame, inflation in the country has gone up about 30%. So our tuition increases have not gone up faster than the rate of inflation. It hasn't even kept pace with inflation. In fact, as I said, it's only been about half the rate of inflation. And when you consider our two revenue sources, which is state appropriation and tuition, those are our two principal revenue sources, well over 90% of our budget. We're spending about 15% less for each degree that we confer than we were spending 10 years ago. We're being much more efficient. So I don't know about the national conversation, but I can tell you here in Muncie at Ball State University, we are not increasing the cost. We're actually reducing the expenditures, the expense per degree conferred.
Hasn't the state been dropping the amount of funding to its institutions, not just Ball State, but Purdue, IU, the rest of the family?
Well, actually, the state has not been increasing the state appropriation as rapidly as inflation. And I'll speak just specifically with Ball State. Over the last 15 years, our state appropriation has increased only about 1% on an annual basis. If our state appropriation had increased simply with the rate of inflation over that 15-year period, we would be receiving this year about $40 million more in state appropriation. So the state hasn't decreased the investment. It just hasn't kept pace with inflation. And so we're hopeful. We know our friends and our colleagues in the General Assembly understand that impact. And we hope that they will increase the investment in the upcoming biennium just to help us begin to reduce that gap with inflation.
And finally today, would you comment, please, on the awarding of the Ball State President's Medal of Distinction to Annie Burns Hicks, a graduate of Ball State Teachers College, who took a stand against racism in her first job as a teacher in Hammond, and how that stand for equal rights changed that city for the better.
Yeah, so Annie Burns Hicks, she graduated, as you say, in 1958 when we were Ball State Teachers College. And then after she graduated, she returned to Hammond. She wanted to teach in the same school district and at the same elementary school that she had attended. The school district wouldn't hire her. They wouldn't hire her simply because she was black. So she brought a lawsuit in federal court, which she won. And so she was able to begin teaching in that same elementary school. And, you know, her courage broke down barriers, as you say, for other people, other teachers in that district, also the first black firefighter, the first black member of the local school board. And her daughter told me after the convocation that she's heard from so many of Annie's former students that they decided to become teachers because of Annie. It's a courageous woman, an extraordinary legacy of service, and certainly a legacy that is an inspiration for all of us.
Indeed, that is an inspiration for anybody who is familiar with that story. And you can find out more about her on the Ball State website. Well, President Jeff Mearns, thanks very much for your time, and we'll get you back here next week if we may.
Thank you, Stan, and have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
You as well. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.